Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, August 6th. You'll be interested to know, 59 years ago, today in 1965, United States President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Voting Rights Act, which sought to overcome legal barriers at the state and local levels that prevented African Americans from exercising their right to vote. The legislation was weakened through several lawsuits in the 21st century. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect knee to thigh-high southwest ground swells on Tuesday and Wednesday, dropping to knee-high by Thursday, but increasing to waist-high by Friday. Mornings will start semi-glassy with offshore winds less than 5 miles per hour shifting to onshore in the afternoons at speeds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Conditions on Thursday afternoon make it a bit bumpy, while Friday should see occasional stomach high sets. Tuesday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean to fair at 2 to 3 feet most of the day, with fair conditions for today's sunset session. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 1 foot incoming low tide when the south-southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 13 seconds and the onshore wind is 2 miles per hour. The first low tide Tuesday will be 0 foot at 5:15 a.m. with a 5 foot high tide just after 11:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 71 degrees for the water temperature. It looks like we are in for some morning fog before 7 a.m., followed by a chance of rain showers. Expect sunny skies later, with a high near 92 degrees and a west wind at 5 to 9 miles per hour. Tonight, there is a 30% chance of precipitation. Tonight, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 7. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 68. Chance of precipitation is 40% with new rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 68 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog each morning through Sunday, clearing by late morning. Daytime highs will be in the low 70s, with partly to mostly sunny skies and light south winds. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows in the upper 60s and fog returning late. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the San Diego County Treasurer Tax Collector's Office has announced that it has $867,000 in unclaimed funds, which it aims to return to rightful owners by September 22nd. If you have done business with the county in the last 3 years, including paying property taxes, you might be on the unclaimed monies list, according to Dan McAllister, the Treasurer Tax Collector. Unclaimed amounts range from $15 to $25,118. Residents should visit the county website or contact the office to claim their funds before they revert to the county's general fund. Now on to sports. American prodigy Caroline Marks clinched Olympic surfing gold in Tahiti on Monday, narrowly defeating Brazil's Tatiana Weston Webb with a score of 10.5 to 10.3. Surfing on historic waves, Marks became the second American women's surfing gold medalist, joining Carissa Moore. The match began as a cat and mouse game, but Mark's perfect 7.5 wave at the 15-minute mark secured her lead. Despite Weston Webb's efforts, her final wave earned only 4.5, confirming Mark's victory. Marks, who started surfing at 7, can now add an Olympic gold medal to her impressive resume. In local sports, tonight, the Padres are on the road in Pittsburgh to take on the Pirates. In top news, too much corn can be detrimental to health, especially given its omnipresence in our diet. While whole corn offers benefits like lowering risks of cancer, stroke, and heart disease, its processed forms, corn oil, cornstarch, and high fructose corn syrup, pose significant health threats. High fructose corn syrup, in particular, is linked to obesity, heart disease, and type 2 diabetes. Experts, such as Walter Willett from Harvard, emphasize the dysfunctional food system centered around corn. Nutritionists like Jen Messer and physicians like Neha Pathak stress the importance of understanding corn's impact and balancing its consumption. In business news, Palantir Technologies has raised its annual revenue forecast for the second time this year, driven by the booming demand for generative artificial intelligence. Shares of the Denver-based company surged over 13% in extended trading, adding to a year-to-date gain of over 39%. Palantir now expects annual revenue between $2.74 billion and $2.75 billion, exceeding earlier estimates. In the third quarter, Palantir forecasts revenue near $697 million. The company reported its largest ever quarterly profit, highlighting its successful AI platform. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $56,000. Ethereum is just over $2,500. And Solana is $139. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Archaeologists have uncovered a hoard of gold coins, estimated to be 2,600 years old, in the ancient Greek city of Notion, located in western Turkey. This remarkable find, discovered by the Notion Archaeological Project in July 2023, has been publicly announced by the Turkish Ministry of Culture and Tourism. The coins, which feature a kneeling archer, are identified as Persian derricks, likely minted in Sardis. According to University of Michigan archaeologist Christopher Rade, this discovery is rare and offers significant insights into the Persian derricks' history. The coins are now under study at the Ephesus Archaeological Museum. Entertainment news. Peter Sarsgaard will not return for Presumed Innocent Season 2, as he considers himself a one-season person. The Apple TV Plus legal thriller has been renewed, but it's unclear which cast members might return. Based on Scott Turow's novel, the series stars Jake Gyllenhaal as Rusty Savick, a prosecutor on trial after his mistress is murdered. Sarsgaard plays rival prosecutor Tommy Molto. Originally an 8-episode limited series, it resolved Rusty's case by season one's end. The show might transition to an anthology format for season two. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, Our quote comes from the American president, Lyndon B. Johnson. And he said, "Yesterday is not ours to recover, but tomorrow is ours to win or lose." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.